Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I want to know. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. So.
I love you.
Thank you. Song is so wonderful. I tell you, all the songs, I pray that you is enjoying the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we must go on. Praise God. This is God's favorite minister coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs? until the person's wounds may be slain by the bullet. So forth, whatever kind of hurt you're going through tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. This is the day, God, that the Lord has made. And hallelujah. He's here to touch and to heal and to set free tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Praise God. Jesus is willing. He went away. Hallelujah. Oh, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Praise God. And he's willing to give us that peace and rest in our hearts. Praise God. All we got to do is trust in him, receive him into our hearts, and watch and see what God will do for us. Praise God. Let us go to prayer. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up your people as we come together tonight, God, to worship you. Oh, God, because you paid a great price on Calvary's cross for us, God. And Lord God, Father, you are calling us away just to be near you, God. You want us to worship you, to give you the praise. Touch everyone that's on tonight, God. Whatever need they stand in need of, God, maybe a sickness, maybe a hurt, God, maybe, oh, God, whatever it is, God, that they are going through on this night, oh, God, we are asking that you step in, because you the almighty God. God, you the God of all knowing. God, you the God of all powerful. God, hallelujah. And we know, God, that you can do anything, Father God, but fail, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we worship you and you only tonight. We don't worship anything else but you tonight. You, God, get all the glory, all the honor, all the power, God, belongs to you, God. Oh, God, we just want to come away, God. Come away with you, God, and let you take full control, oh, God, of us tonight, God. Dwell in us. Dwell among us, God. Oh, God, fill us, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, with more of you, God. We just want a little bit more, God. Lord, we don't ever get enough of you, oh, God. We are joyful, oh, God, when we know that you, oh, God, is steady right there, God. Oh, God, because you promised. You never leave us nor forsake us, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, oh, God, for paying the ultimate price on Calvary's cross for us, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we can remember, oh, God, what you've done. But the greatest thing, God, that you are living on the inside, all those that have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. And, Lord, we pray that if there's no one, if there's anyone on that has not accepted you, we pray that they will press one on their phone tonight, God. And, Lord God, we will lead them into the sinner's prayer. Oh, Father God, so we ask, is there anyone on tonight that have not accepted Jesus as their personal Savior? This is the time. Press one right now. Praise God, on your phone. Praise God. If there's anybody need prayer, press one right now. Jesus is the healer. Jesus wants you just come away. Come away. Come away with him. Praise God. If there's anyone need prayer tonight, please press one on your phone. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that son. We thank you for that daughter, God. We thank you for those behind crystal walls, God. You are doing a mighty work in everyone, God. We thank you for every hurt, God. Oh, God, we thank you for every setback, oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, that you're the God of all, God. And, God, there's nothing you don't know, Father God. We thank you, Father God, oh, God, that you are our helper, you are our strength, oh, God. Oh, God, and you said you will step in bright early, and you will help us, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your grace, God, but it's sufficient for us, God. Thank you that there's no God, no other, no better than you. You are high top. You are strength, oh, Father God. Thank you. Oh, God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you said we can raise up a standard against him, oh, Father God. So the devil is defeated today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, again, I'm so glad for all of you that's on tonight. Praise God. Praise God. I pray that you have had so far a great resurrection day. Praise God. Hallelujah. I talked to my little pastor in Africa and all the family this morning. They want me to come over and stay for 3 months. Can you believe? Oh, they just want to take, I said, y'all just want to steal me away from home. Mama, we want you to come. We want you to spend some time. You know, hallelujah. If anybody have a donation for this ministry, please send it to $ Vivian Collins 1. $Vivian Collins 1. It's for the ministry. But if I decide to go to Africa, I'll say, would y'all please help me go to Africa? I do want to go. Maybe next year. Not right now. Not right now. But I do want to go to Africa next year. Praise God. And do some ministry. We have helped build an orphanage over there. Praise God for the poor children that does not have homes and mothers and fathers. Praise. So we help them. And you, God's favorites is known over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we so thankful that that we reach out in love all over. And we gonna see that in the God's word tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I see we got 2 prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to take those prayer requests. Minister Zadie, can you pray over the prayer request tonight?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I can.
All right. Let's see here. We have 3 hands up. All right. We have Minister Sharon. Go for it.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Easter Resurrection Day to everyone. I would like to put my aunt on the prayer, on the altar, Minister Yvonne Lebosky, and I also would like to put a friend of mine on the altar, well, 2 friends, Joyce Meg and Esco Miller. Thank you.
All right. And we have another hand, 1747. Give us your name and your prayer request.
Good evening, this Minister Bowman. I had to get another phone. How y'all doing?
All right.
Okay, I want prayer for my family, and I want prayer for the bereaved families. I had a friend today, and they buried her yesterday, and pray for the Perry family and the Dorses and all them. Just lift the whole bereaved families up in prayer. And they had so many shooting. They had little babies getting shot and all that. So y'all just pray that all this violence will stop. They had 100 men's marching Saturday, but they still had shooting in Baton Rouge this morning. Shot a little target and her mother. So y'all pray that God will intervene. If you know, pray that they will pray and don't walk. Just pray. Just go on and pray and quit walking and pray. And let these people know that God is real and he's not to be played with. And I thank you all. Just pray my strength that I keep on carrying on. Love y'all. And
all
happy
right.
Easter.
Bless you, honey. All right. Sister Janice, go forth.
Good evening. This is Minister Janice. I'm asking for prayer for my relative Carolyn Showers. She's going in on Tuesday for a procedure, and she needs our prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Sister Kathy, go forth.
Hi. Good evening, all. I'm just Minister Kathy, and would you lift up Janice Johnson and family for her granddaughter, Alyssa, and also pray for those that are behind the prison bars that are in line or coming in line with being able to get out of prison through the various programs. And I have several mothers that are awaiting those programs to receive their sons back home from behind the prison bar.
Okay, my prayer request is, as Minister Kathy was saying, those behind prison walls, my son is going tomorrow. I will be in prayer. He's going up for clemency at the board in the prison tomorrow, so be in prayer for my son. Praise God. Tomorrow I will, at 9 o'clock, we really need your prayers that the pardon board at the prison will give him clemency. Amen. Praise God. All right. Anybody else need prayer before Minister Zadie come with the prayer? All right. Go for it, Minister Zadie.
Amen, amen, amen. Dear Lord, we truly thank you, Lord God, for being our God. You being our maker and creator of all things, oh Father God. We love you and we thank you, Lord. You told us, oh Father God, that acts and it shall be given, Father God. Oh Father God, and as we come, oh God, God's favorite ministry is evening, oh Father God. Oh God, to the requests that have been made, oh God, from each and every one, oh Father God. You hear, oh God. You see and you know. You know, oh God, our name, you Father God. You know each and every situation, oh Father God. And oh Father God, oh Father God, I'm asking you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Just look, oh God, with the eye of mercy, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God, the ones, oh Father God, that is unsaved, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God, that's the main thing. Oh God, we ask for salvation, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God, we just, oh God, oh Father God, oh Father God, just hear your voice, oh Father God. The Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done on Calvary, oh Father God. Oh Father God, and everything, oh Father God, will be aided, oh Father God. We begin to get in line, oh Father God. Oh God, it's Minister Sherman's aunt and friend, oh Father God. We ask that you, oh Father God, honor our request, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mother Minister Stokes, oh God, request, oh Father God. Oh God, you hear. Oh God, I may not remember all of the names that is calling, all of the requests, but you know individually, oh Father God. And oh Father God, and you told us, oh Father God, to pray for one another, oh Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, come. Oh God, praying for one another, intervening, oh Father God, interceding on behalf of needs, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God, you said when you've been strengthened, oh God, you told people when you've been strengthened, go strengthen your brother. Oh Father God, we're reaching out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Oh God, fervently, oh Father God. James said the fervent prayer for righteous men of heaven, mercy, Father God. Oh God, and we're trusting, oh Father. Oh God, decreeing, believing, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, that you are answering prayer. They're getting to line up right now, oh Father God, with whatever the, oh God, the situation is, oh Father. Getting to line up with your word, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God. Oh Jesus, wounded, oh God, for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, for our peace, oh Father God. And by his stripes, oh God, we are healed. We are made whole in every fiber of our being, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh but God, oh God, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the one that's behind prison bars, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God, we ask you, oh Father God, to just, oh God, stand in on their behalf, oh Father God. Oh God, we all made mistakes, oh Father God. Oh God, you are forgiving God, oh Father God. Oh God, you are just God, oh Father God. And we just ask you to honor the mothers, oh God, in the request, oh Father God. Oh God, of our sister Janice and sister Cassie, oh Father God, Mother Stokes and Minister Sharon, oh God, in the name of Jesus, honor their request on behalf, oh Father God. Or on the one that they are standing in the gap for, oh Father God. We love your people, oh Father God. And we bless your people and we trust, oh God. And it is done, it is settled. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Minister Shawanda, do you have a praise song for us tonight? Are you there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I was saying something. I was wondering, did you hear me?
Yeah, I had you muted.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I do have one. I thank God tonight. Happy Resurrection Sunday to everyone on the line. Thanking God for blessing us to come back together one more time to reverence him in the beauty of holiness. Because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Because of who you are, we will lift our voice and sing. Lord, we worship you because of who you are. Lord, we worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider. You're Jehovah Nissi. Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, you're my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Yes, I worship you because of who you are.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Praise
God. Sister Jackie, too, do you have
a praise song
for the Lord tonight?
Can you hear me? Who?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness,
mighty lead me. Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. And he will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. Oh, God will, yes, he will. He will make a way.
Hallelujah. God will make a way.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We are excited today. We are so excited. We are excited every day, those that are in Christ. Hallelujah. Because we worship him. We know God makes a way. We know God is real. We know God, he's risen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about he's alive. And I know when Jesus appeared to him, they said, he's alive. He's risen. Praise God. But there was some doubting. Praise God. The truth of Christianity rests heavily on the resurrection. If Jesus rose from the grave, who saw him? Who saw him? If he done rose from the grave, who saw him? Have you seen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. How trustworthy were these witnesses? Those who claimed to have seen the risen Jesus went on to turn the world upside down. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm saying he's risen today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Most of them died being followers of Christ. People rarely die for half-hearted belief. These are people who saw Jesus risen from the dead. And I'm going to name them, and then we want to know, do you know anybody, hallelujah, that, praise God, hallelujah, that don't know Jesus, that tell them that he is risen when we finish this message. Praise God. The first person that saw him, they didn't believe her because she was just crying and weeping and said, where did they lay my Savior? But Jesus made himself known unto her. She knew then who he was and that he has risen. The second the scriptures. We're going to go to Matthew 28, 19 through 20. Also Mark 16 and 7. Also Luke 23 and 46. And also John 20 and 10. There were other women. Come on, somebody. Now, y'all got to see that there were some women here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know God didn't leave nobody out. Hallelujah. So there were some other women at the tomb in Matthew 28, and the women told them not to be afraid. Jesus told them not to be afraid. Go and tell my brethren. Hallelujah. And that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Jesus going to let you see me in the spirit. Hallelujah. He going to manifest himself to you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants to manifest himself to you. And then in another passage, Peter in Jerusalem. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, say, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared unto Simon. Look, he had to let us know that old black boy, Simon. Hallelujah. I said, God didn't leave nobody out. I don't care what color you are. God had to appear to him. So he appeared to that old black boy, Simon. Hallelujah. And to let him know that all is well. Praise God that he's a risen Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then Jesus appeared unto the travelers on the road, praise God. There was 11 and 8 with them. Now he come with Jesus, come on down. And he told them to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And to the same is for us today. God is calling. God is appearing to us in the spirit. And he's telling us what to do and when to do it and how to do it, praise God. Hallelujah. He met them along the road of Damascus. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, he appeared unto them and told them what to do. You don't think God ain't telling us what to do today? Yes, he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, another one. There was 10 disciples behind the closed doors, and Jesus appeared unto the 11. And he appeared behind in another form. And they walked and went into a country. See, Jesus just didn't stay in one place. He had to go in every little place where there were people and minister to them and let them know that he's alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he went with these 11 disciples and went into a far country, and Thomas was there, including Thomas. Praise God. Hallelujah. Said it in John 20, 26 and 31 and 1 Corinthians 15 and 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Another one. There were 7 disciples. They were fishing. Y'all know about them fishermen. See, I say God appears to everybody. He didn't leave nobody out. They were fishing on one side of the boat, and they wasn't catching nothing. Praise God. God went there and told them how to throw their net on the other side, and they brought in the draw. God wants us to be fishermen. Praise God for him. He appeared unto them. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know, hallelujah, somebody don't know that Jesus wants them to go and tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, there was another one, even though he appeared unto the fishermen. Oh, and there was great souls were saved. Another time, Jesus went into the mountains, praise God, and gave them the great commission. Hallelujah, praise God. He went into the mountains. Y'all, hey, praise God. I love it. Jesus went into the mountains. Where is dead or cold up there? He's going to wake up everything. Every dead thing got to wake up when Jesus comes in, stepped in, praise God. God don't want nobody left out, praise God. Hallelujah. He wants all to know this Jesus. He wants all to know this Jesus. He's not to be kept here under a bushel. He's not to be hid up in a mountain. He's not to be hid behind some closed doors. He's not to be hid. And you don't go and tell somebody about this Jesus that you know. Praise God, because he's real. He's real. He's the one, praise God, that died on Calvary's cross. He's the one that is risen. He's alive. Hey, glory, hallelujah. He appeared unto, praise God. There was 500. Did I say it? There was 500 one time, a crowd of people. But Jesus got in the midst. Hallelujah, praise God. Jesus come in the midst of those 500 and ministered unto them. And let's read that in 1 Corinthians. I hadn't got to it. He come into the crowd of 500 in 1 Corinthians 15 and 6. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 15 and 6 said, praise God. And after that, he was seen above 5,000 brethren at once, and of whom the greater part remain unto this precept, but some are fallen asleep. Look, don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. Hey, because like some does, he said, they're going to be falling away. Hallelujah, praise God. Some is not going to, but we ought to go tell them, praise God. Hallelujah. And then right on down in that 15 and 7, it said again, praise God. Hallelujah. And after that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, his brother, and then the apostles. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus got to minister to everybody. He don't want nobody to be left out. He want to be seen. He want us, hallelujah, hallelujah, to be his heartbeat. He want us to be his mouthpiece. Hallelujah, praise God. Those who watch Jesus ascend unto heaven, go over there. You go over there to Mark, praise God. They saw him. And let me tell you what they saw. Praise God. I'm so excited. Praise God. When they saw him, go to Mark 16:19-20. Praise God. He said, then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into the heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and following. Amen. Hallelujah. So, hey, when God appears in your heart, you get this Jesus that I'm talking about. You are excited. You want to tell somebody. I got to tell somebody. Praise God. I got to tell somebody about this Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we go over there to Luke 24, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke 24:44-49. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled that which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And open he their understanding. God gonna open your understanding so that they might understand the scriptures. Praise God. Hallelujah. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it is behooved Christ who suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in the name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. God wants you to be a witness. God wants you to be a witness. And behold, I send promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. Praise God. And let me tell you, praise God. And when he had done all this, he told them, hallelujah, we're going to go back there. Praise God. In Matthew, he told them, oh, praise God, hallelujah. What did he tell them to do? He told them to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, hallelujah, baptizing them, hallelujah. Are you going to follow what he says? Praise God, hallelujah. He gave us the great commission. Read it, Matthew 28, starting at verse 16. He said, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. There going to be some people going to doubt what you talking about. But you talk this Jesus wherever you go. Hallelujah, praise God. Talk this Jesus. Talk about him. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power. God said, I done given you power. I've given you power. Praise God. All power was given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye, he said, go ye, every one of you that accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. That's why I asked earlier, is there anybody on here that have not accepted Jesus? Because we want you to be this witness. Praise God. We want you to go and tell. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, praise God, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. One time when I was in Africa, I took buckets of water and poured on their feet and washed their feet, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. We got to tell it wherever we go. Hallelujah, I wanted to baptize. They would have let me pour it on their head, but I didn't want to put it on their head. I just did like Jesus. I just washed their feet, praise God. They were dusty and dirty. We just poured the water on their feet. Ah, just anointed, praise God. Oh, we have such a great time, praise God, hallelujah. He said, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God told us. Jesus told us what to do before he left there. He said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you. Come on, somebody. He asked me, aren't you afraid to go there? No. God told me, said he'll be with me. Praise God. I ain't afraid to go nowhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to be in the will of the Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, even to the ends of the world. Amen. Praise God. God done give us our marching order, if you done seen him now, if you done been with him, if you done commune with him, if you done talk with him, praise God, hallelujah. If you have had that personal relationship with the Father, it's time for you to tell somebody about this Jesus. Or are you still doubting? Are you still doubting? Praise God. He has made himself known to you now in the scripture. Hallelujah. You just ask him to come into your heart and let him live in your heart. And I'm telling you, you'll get more excited every day. Every day, every day, he wants to make himself known to us today as well yesterday and the day after. And we can tell somebody he's alive. I tell people he's alive because he's living in me. His spirit is living inside of me. And I will not turn my back on him. You're going to get tested sometimes. You're going to have to cry sometimes. You're going to be persecuted sometimes. You're going to be knocked down sometimes. You're going to feel like it sometimes, it just ain't worth it. The pain feels so hard. But guess what? God said, I'll never leave you. Know that God is there. God is there, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. He lives. I've heard many songs sung all this past week about how he lives. Yes, he lives. He lives because he lives in my heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want an activation of the Spirit more in me. I want an activation of the Spirit in you if you allow this Jesus that I'm talking about. Praise God. This Jesus that was old, that was beaten and broken for our sin. He was pierced. He was had crown of thorns put on his head. Praise God. He was he did it all for us. Praise God. He had spears put in his side, and the blood came running down. Praise God. He gave up his life all for us. Praise God. He died upon a cruel cross. Now Jesus is the one. He's sitting on the right hand. Praise God. Making intercession for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I won't leave you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If he's seated on the right hand making intercession for us, I won't leave you because I love you too much. I done paid a price for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I done paid a price for you, so I won't leave you. Neither will I forsake you. You are my children. Hallelujah. God said, I'm the one that fearfully and wonderfully made you. I'm not going to ever leave you because you are in me and I'm in you. You have accepted my son, Jesus, as your personal savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you are alive now in Christ because he is alive. I said my title tonight. He is alive. Praise God. He is alive and he lives within our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is alive and he lives within our hearts, and he's steady helping us. He's helping lifting us. Oh, when them burdens get heavy, he will help us to come from under those heavy burdens and give us that joy. Oh, that joy that passes all understanding, that peace, oh, that no one else can give. Praise God. I'm talking about a Jesus, praise God, that men doubted, that men they slain, that men didn't want nothing to do with him. Oh, but he had a purpose. He had a purpose for us, praise God. He knew who would turn. He knew, let me use my English, right? Praise. He knew who would turn to him, praise God. Hallelujah. He knew who would wash it. He knew who would take this gospel, oh, into all the world. Praise God. He knew who would, oh, be a mouthpiece. Praise God. He knew. Praise God. And he's still looking for those that don't know him to turn to him with all their heart, their mind, and soul, and worship him and let him abide in their home. Praise God. That they're children will be saved. Their husband will be saved. Their wife will be saved. Like I said, he went and got all kind of people. Glory, hallelujah. He didn't leave you out. He didn't leave you out. He didn't leave me out. Praise God. He showed us how he went and got the woman. Praise God. He showed us how he went and got men. Oh, he showed us from all different walks of life how he went, praise God, and got them and let them know that he was alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. He let them know that, hey, I ain't dead God. I'm a living God. I'm ever living. You may kill this old body and put it in a cold grave, but I shall rise again. I shall rise again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you know somebody, be that mouthpiece today. Be that mouthpiece for Jesus today. Go and tell them. They might not accept it right then, but God wants you to plant that seed. God wants you to plant that seed in the hearts of men. Praise God. He said, I want everybody to know. I want everybody to know about this Jesus. He don't want you to be, how did we say it earlier? Some of them, they was doubting. Some of them was kind of fearful or not going. But guess what? The men was fearful. One time the women were fearful. But baby, the women took it to the men. He took the women to the apostles. And hallelujah, praise God. Y'all better help me with this message tonight, because I'm telling you, I'm so excited about it. He just used us in all kind of ways, praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, some had to take it to the men. Some had to take it to the women. God, and then Jesus had to go all in different kind of ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. God said, ain't no one bigger. A crowd. If you can get into a crowd and just touch one, praise God. The whole crowd might not hear you, but if you can get into the crowd, praise God, hallelujah. I know that woman that pressed her way through a crowd, hallelujah, just to get to Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. She said, if I could just get there and touch the hem of his garment, praise God, I know I'm going to be made whole, because she knew that Jesus, you know. So praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. So you got to press your way. You got to pray. You got to be one of those disciples. God has, oh yes, he wants you to be his disciple, to take this good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. Even if you can't go around the world, you can just go right there next door. If you can tell somebody next door, maybe they might be the one to go around the world. You don't know how God gonna use you. You don't know where this God word is going. You don't know how he's gonna use you. You don't know how, you don't know where, you don't know when. But we know Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm excited about this Jesus. Praise God, who is risen. He is alive, and he's alive and living in us today. So don't be afraid. Women, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just go and tell somebody that Jesus, we celebrate Jesus today. Amen and amen. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this message. Praise God. This has been a wonderful day, and I just bless each one of you all that came on tonight to hear this wonderful message. Praise God, how God uses everybody. God uses all. Praise God. So may the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you, and may he lift up his countenance toward you, and may he give you peace. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every nation, every tongue, every tribe. Tell them about Jesus. May you have a blessed week from this week. And please be back here with me next week, Minister Janice, on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Minister Zadie Alford on Saturday for 7 o'clock. Thank you all for coming on. We just thank you all for all, and bless you, bless you, bless you. God say bless his people. I believe in blessing people, and I mean this from my heart. I don't care if you get $1 million and I don't get but one. God told me, said, whenever people get blessed, when you bless them, he said, bless them. And he said, when you bless them, don't you be jealous because your time, you just got to bless, do what I obey, what I say. I said, yes, Lord. So I'm going to put the blessings up on y'all tonight, okay? Blessing in, you're going in, you're coming out, you're upright, and you're sitting down. I'm going to obey God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't know what God's going to do. So may you be blessed, and I'll see you next week. Praise God. Be back here next week at this same time. We're going to worship Jesus. Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen.